And Madeline Schwab?
Here.
Okay. Fernando Velasquez? Donna Warren?
Here.
Harrison Weil?
Here.
Don White is here. Now let me just see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. And we also have a member in the parking lot. So there is a quorum.
So that's
13
and a half.
Oh, good. Leslie Radford, present?
Leslie's here.
Okay, great.
It's a full 13, not 14.
That's right. I just screwed this up. Okay, first of all, I want to declare the meeting open and very briefly just acknowledge how pleased we are to be here at the Downtown Labor Center, UCLA Downtown Labor Center. The reason this is such a fundamentally important venue is that here Unite, the merger of here, Local 11, and Unite, the former International Ladies Garment Workers, having united and come together and merged, they will be a strong force in the pending hotel struggle, not only in Los Angeles, but around the country. So Maria Elena Durazo of Local 11 has offices in this building, and the Unite, formerly International Ladies Garment Workers, has offices here. And I also have some information that has been given to me, which I'll pass out later, from
a
group.
Can I make a historical correction, please?
Oh, yes.
Unite was actually the amalgamation of Amalgamated Clothing Workers, which is
true.
Clothing Workers and International Workers.
That's right. Unite, the needle trade, it did come out of the International Ladies Garment Workers, but it was an amalgamation as well. There's also a group here called Collective Space, and we have some information, and so I'm going to actually pass this around. Their office is right behind Bill here, and those folks, anything with a mark is present. I started to put it easier, and we'll pass these around. Okay, so we're grateful to the Labor Center.
I'm also going to pass around the sign-up list for the LSB with volunteer positions for the town hall. You'll see two pages. Just sign up for something, I hope, on December 18th. So when it goes around, find something.
I'd like to review the agenda. You know, this is an adjourned meeting. It's a continuation. It's an adjourned meeting from our meeting at Centro Maravilla in East Los Angeles. So this is a proposed agenda from that meeting, a continuation of that meeting. I would like, if possible, to get unanimous consent from the board. If you'll look at agenda item 10, brief report and recruitment for the December 18th KPFK LSB town hall meeting. That technically is out of order because, I mean, it would take a two-thirds vote to alter the agenda, but maybe we can get unanimous consent that because we have a town hall meeting planned for December 18th, we could ask for, the chair would entertain just unanimous consent that we could end with that agenda item to make sure that the whole board is on board with that. Is there any objection to adding that to the agenda? Okay, then by unanimous consent, we'll add that, which was not part of the, I think, you actually had given it already out there. Any other comments, enrichments, concerns about the proposed agenda, which is, as I say, a continuation of our last meeting? Donna.
Are you saying we can't have anything else?
We can, either by unanimous consent or a two-thirds vote. The body...
Hi, Margaret. Welcome.
The body is always in control of its own agenda. So if there were emotions, it would have to take a two-thirds vote unless there were unanimous consent.
I'd like to remind the board that the next Pacific National Board meeting is going to be here in Los Angeles in January, and this board needs to get a little committee together to ensure that it goes off without a hitch.
Okay, agenda item 3. It's the Pacifica National Board Directors Report and issues surrounding the PNB coming to Los Angeles in January. I agree with you. We need to study. Okay, are there any additions, corrections? Okay, the chair would entertain a motion to accept the agenda as proposed.
So moved.
And there's a second to that.
Second.
Okay, there's no further discussion, so we can go right to a vote. Those in favor, raise your luscious pink voting cards. Ooh.
Can I keep this in the
record? You may.
Okay,
yes, and I'll sign it.
We'll autograph it.
I'll sell it on eBay.
Okay. Okay, now, it's unanimous, so I think all present are voting yes. A motion for excused absences. There are some people who have requested, but I would suggest that the board, because this, I think this and possibly one other meeting are the last two meetings of this session before a newly constituted board. I would suggest that we entertain a motion that absences be identified as excused. I know we've received communication from Sarah Amir, Niall, and Maria Armudian. I simply don't know about the others, so I don't know how the board wants to handle this. We've never... The first order, I believe, of the next board is to establish a clear-cut policy. Jim?
Is this your proposed motion that you put on the web about a month ago?
Yeah, but that is not for tonight's consideration. That would be for the new board. I'm going to propose a very concrete policy.
What are you asking for right now?
Well, I was going to entertain a motion that those absent tonight be considered excused absences. Okay, there's objection to that. So it may be the will of the body that we simply note the attendance and not deal with excused. We do have three, however, that should be identified as excused. Maria Armudian, Sarah Amir, and Niall. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, you don't have unanimous objection consent for that, but I move that we excuse the absences of Sarah Amir, Maria Armudian, and Niall El Wardani.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion over those excused absences being listed in the minutes? Seeing none, we can go to a direct vote. Those in favor signify by raising your voting cards.
And one count.
Okay, one, two. Are you voting for two people?
Yes,
I very seldom get to rule David out of order, but this is a marvelous opportunity. Thank you, David. Okay, they would have wanted it. Thank you so much. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, I'm not putting 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Opposed? Abstentions? 1. The motion passes. Okay, let's go to agenda item 2, comments by the chair. I just have one comment here. And I would like you, I'd like to refer you to this goldenrod. The board asked me to contact our treasurer at the last meeting, which I did. I don't want to spend any time on what I wrote to Sarah, but you can read it on your own.
What's the date on it?
Oh, okay, the date, you mean when did he respond?
No, the date of your answer.
When I contacted him, it was like 10 days ago, so I would have to guess that it was approximately, what would that be, 10 days ago, the 20th of November.
And his
response came within 3 days,
okay.
Mm-hmm. So the 23rd. I'm just going to read his response. Greetings, Don. I understand the situation, and I too regret that we have not been in better communication. I'm quite torn about what to do. The past few months have been trying and hectic for me. Soon after my wedding and honeymoon, my job had me traveling for almost 2 months, which put a bit of a strain on my new marriage. I have had to make up... I hope this is not too personal to read. Okay. I've had to make up for it almost spending time exclusively with her and my son. Consequently, my community involvement has virtually come to a halt. I spent quite a bit of personal time in communication with the financial staff at the station in advising of the type of financial information that the LSB would need to review. Meeting with the board's finance committee as well as trying to participate on national finance committee meetings. Then finally, there are the normal LSB meetings. I sincerely would love to help by bringing my knowledge and expertise to the assistance of KPFK and continuing to work with the LSB as treasurer. but realistically, it doesn't seem that I have the time. I may be able to stay on until year end because I have some vacation time coming up. I'll think about attending the December 1st meeting. If I can't make it, I will go ahead and tender my resignation. By the way, I appreciate the tone and spirit of your message. Sarah is not here tonight. So I believe that what he is saying to us by not attending tonight is that he's virtually tendering his resignation. However, the meeting is early, but I wanted you to know that he is really having difficulty participating. So that's the report that I was asked to do. Any discussion or comment on Sarah's communication with us?
Thank you for clarifying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And David?
Yeah, I'd like to wait for the interview to see if you guys come, but if you guys have voted on it, to be treasurer for the convention.
That is true.
I'd like to validate that because there are the National Finance Committee meetings Friday, and we want to talk about.
Okay, I think, would the board be content with that approach, that we'll wait to see if Sarah can be here? He's, in dealing with him by phone and so on, it has been a real pleasure. I mean, this man has so much talent, it would have been a treasure for us to have his expertise. But he's really trying to tell us that his life is so overwhelmed. So, and he is fully aware that the board will need to move ahead if he cannot to be a part of our work. Okay, so we'll leave that agenda item and go to agenda item number three. I don't think I actually welcomed our listener sponsors. We're very pleased to have listener sponsors with us tonight. And we have public comments scheduled, so we'll be interested in your input prior to voting. Agenda item 3, Pacifica National Board Director's Report and Issues Surrounding the Pacifica National Board Coming to Los Angeles in January of 2005. We had the Pacifica National Board here a year or so, 2 years ago? Yeah, 2 years now. Oh, Alan is here too, good. And they're coming back, and the board has some responsibilities around that. I would recognize any member of our directors, for the benefit of our listener sponsors, this board elected 4 directors to the Pacifica National Board. I'm going to point them out to you because they control the licenses of all the stations. They're very important people. I think Julie has one of those licenses at home, you know, that she's got under lock and key. So it would be Julie Chavez Rodriguez, and David Adelson, also Donna Warren.
What's her name?
Yeah, what's her name? Donna Warren. I don't want to call you Donna White. Donna Warren.
Me.
Sometimes. Yeah, that's right. And Sonali Kolhatkar, who's not with us. So any one of the directors who would like to lead off this report? Oh, excuse me.
No, I don't want to lead off the report because what we did when we came back from Washington, D.C., Sonali wrote a beautiful summary, and I know that Dave commented on it. I don't know if Julie commented on it or not, but we were hoping that that's what could be read to the board today. Now, that's not to say that Dave or Julie cannot go ahead and take it away. I would like, while I have the floor, however, to report a little bit on our plans to march in the March 15th parade. And, what we need to do is have our application in by December the 15th, sooner if we can, and we need a $400 fee. So I would like the LSB to say it's okay to issue the $400 check, and I have a man picked out with a beautiful banner. So we're going to have a little tete-a-tete over the emails for people to go ahead and say what they want on the banner. Now, maybe we can go ahead and we'll pick the best one, however we pick it, and we'll hopefully we'll be in the parade.
Good. Just for clarification, before I call on Sherna, for the listener sponsors, the Pacifica National Board meeting in L.A. comes at the same time as the Martin Luther King Parade, so a lot of the people coming from the other four signal areas will be here, and we would like all of us to march together, you know, as Pacifica. Sherna Gluck.
Last year, there was so much military presence at the parade. It was appalling. So I hope that we could somehow have a very clear message about peace, Pacifica, peace, justice. I think we should be there to counteract that. It was totally appalling. I don't know what other people are going to react to. And young ROTC and older ROTC and recruiters, and it was pretty appalling.
But Don, this my little report is just a little bit of.
Oh yeah, I understand.
But I don't want
to. Well, may I just make this comment, and then I'll entertain a motion. The LSB has a budget. For instance, we've donated $100 from that budget to the Labor Center here for this venue. So I have had no trouble getting money. All I do is go in and just ask for money, and they just give it to me. I mean, I was in Hawaii for a couple of weeks, and it was wonderful. So I would entertain a motion that the board appropriate the $400 fee for the Martin Luther King Parade, if you want to make that motion.
Yeah, I move that the board authorize $400 so that we can march for the parade on Martin Luther King Day.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes, Terry.
The PB indicated that it was going to march. Are we combining the National Board and the KPFA?
30 people to march. That's it. So I was thinking. Pardon me? No, the directors are going to be here. The directors are going to be here.
Isn't that who you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. So you want them to pay for it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We're supposed to be the host. Of
maybe we can pay half or something.
Maybe we can have some conditions.
Okay, I have a stack starting now. It's going to be Leslie and then Bill, Margaret. Was there any, and Jane?
Ed.
Oh, what is it?
Ed. I said my card is actually.
Oh, was it? I'm sorry. Let's go. I'm sorry. Let me do this. Because I wasn't really watching who. Margaret.
And Julie.
Okay, Margaret. And then it would be Leslie. And then Bill. And then Jane. And then Julie.
Alan.
And Alan.
What is Ed? Liz here.
And Ed.
Are you going to keep it good?
Yeah, we need someone to keep a stack. Would you like to do that? Okay. Sherna will help us with the stack. Okay. Margaret, Leslie, Bill, Jane, Julie, Alan, and Ed. Okay, I'll keep the stack. Margaret, I'm sorry.
Yeah, one question I had was on the finances part of it, which has been answered in part. I don't know if KPFK hosting means that KPFK then has full control of the expenses for it, which would mean then, therefore, we would pay the $400 as opposed to splitting the cost. I don't imagine this board has much in terms of finances. The second thing is I did want to support the concern about the presence of the military. I don't think that means you therefore then not participate in it. I think we should participate in it. But I think it would be good if we did have a very visible anti-war message as part of it. So that's all. That's my contribution in terms of, so I don't know how that would jive with the motion or whatever, but I think I would hope that in our participation that we would have some kind of strong anti-war message.
Do we want to incorporate that in the motion? I'm not sure this motion now is, I don't know how people feel about KPFK and our lab paying the full $400. I think that's still up for question. So, yeah, so you're going to speak on that.
Can I have a clarification? Maybe even amend my own motion. It's very important that I get the money now. By way,
yes, that's
okay.
Right. So let's go back to the stack.
I want the money now.
Okay, Leslie.
Considering that we'll have four members marching in this contingent, and that I don't hear any talk about taking a pay being on the banner, I would suggest that we agree to front the $400 to Donna so she can get this fee paid and then collect it back from National. That would be my suggestion, my motion, actually.
Okay, I'm going to consider that a subsidiary or substitute motion. And so the motion before us actually is the substitute motion, but has that been seconded?
I second.
It's been seconded. So the Leslie motion actually is the one that we're looking at to see if that is going to be passed as the substitute. Are you finished, Leslie?
Yes.
Okay. Bill?
No,
I
want to
just
a couple of things.
I'm sorry. We have to go down. That motion.
Yeah. So. Wilson. Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Okay, just I want to add something to Margaret's suggestion. I think Martin Luther King made a very clear connection between the fight for peace, the fight against war, and the fight against racism. And I think something in our banner should reflect that, that connection. And I think, secondly, I think we should identify, if the banner is specific, I think it should also specifically say KKK because, you know, we had a whole retreat about kind of doing more outreach. I don't know what's appropriate for the march. I don't know what the regulations are about doing stuff, but it seems to me it may be an opportunity for us to get engaged with people, you know, get the materials about KCFK as an alternative, you know, the alternative that we are. And so I'm just thinking we should you know, maybe have some outreach committee or somebody that should really be responsible for helping pull this together. It won't just happen on its own. We shouldn't just dump it on Donna, so I think we should. You know, it seems to me this is something appropriate for the outreach committee.
Outreach committee is doing a town hall.
Well, this is not for months, so.
Yeah, it's another month.
Yeah.
Get all kinds of
okay, that's right. That's a month confused. I don't know who's asking Leslie.
Okay,
I'm Julie. I'm Julie on that.
No, I have this deck. It's Margaret, Leslie, Bill, Jane, Julie, Alan, and Ed, just for this deck.
And Dave.
You can pass. I was just going with Leslie. I feel exactly as she does. I don't think we should pay for something.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Jane. Julie?
Well, I kind of overheard Jan mentioning this, but I mean, this might be something that we want to look into is actually having two contingencies, especially if we're limited to only 30 marchers, and that would make our group look that much stronger and I think then that much more visible, especially if we're going to be promoting an anti-war movement. And I definitely agree with Phil that we should use this as an outreach opportunity. For folks, and even if, and I don't know what some of the guidelines are, Donna, maybe you can help to clarify this, but if we're only limited to 30 people in the actual march, then maybe having 10 people on the side just flyering the crowd as we walk down so that aren't included in that initial 30 so that we can get more people actually involved in the march and then more outreach.
Very good.
A clarification.
Yes.
The 30, does that mean that we would have to pay another $400 if we were going to have more than 30?
I think probably not anymore.
I
know, that's kind of funny. Okay. No, it comes out of our headquarters.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to follow the stack, and then we'll come back for more clarification. I just want to remind the board that the motion only deals with the fronting of the money, and a lot of the other ideas, I think, have to be incorporated through consensus. Okay, Alan?
Don, just how much time do you have?
Well, actually, this is coming out of the 30 minutes for Pacifica National Board. Yes, anyone can call a question at any time. Okay, the question has been called for. This is non-debatable. The question, this is just to vote on closing debate on this substitute motion. All those in favor of closing debate, raise your pink cards. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, debate is closed. The motion is that LSB budget... Oh, excuse me, go ahead. The secretary, I'm sorry, go ahead.
The board can tell me if I've gotten the resolution right. Resolve that the LSB authorizes KTSK to pay $400 for up to 30 marchers from Pacifica to march in the Martin Luther King Day Parade and to request reimbursement from the national office.
What if they don't keep it?
It's not part of my... Okay, Leslie, you're the maker of the motion. Does that...
Yes.
Okay. Those in favor of the motion signify raising your voting cards. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Opposed? Abstentions? 2. Okay, now maybe we should move on. The only concern the chair has is that... Oh, excuse me, Ed. We'll go back to the stack. Alan, did you speak? Go ahead.
Oh, well, I just wanted to add that, and then Margaret can maybe help me out here in my memory. We did broadcast from there live last year.
Yes.
Right. And I'm sure we'll do the same again this year.
Right.
Thank you.
Alan, Dave, Ed, myself.
Okay, the stack here I have is Alan, Ed, Dave, Terry. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Alan. Dave, I'm sorry, Ed.
Yeah, to me, this is perfect. First of all, the Martin Luther King Parade has increasingly, over the years, I've been involved in the very beginning, has been drawn on by the military. Okay, it's gotten worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Last year was the worst in the military. Okay, perfect. Why? Because all of us should be, and plus a lot of listeners should be passing out literature on Martin Luther King's message. How will they do that? Because of what Alan said. Not only that this broadcast about the Martin Luther King Parade should be incredibly important, it should be interviewing people that's very quickly, interviewing pastors, interviewing certain models, interviewing people, and interviewing the cops, and so on and so forth, and really making a deal about it, and promoting the fact that this will be a major outreach in the Black community. For KTSK listeners and everybody who gathers by that department store on the bridge or whatever, and we should give people the understanding, we should make it a big deal, and it's broadcasting and very political.
Okay, now, Shernev, what is your... I have Dave, Terry, and you. Is that what you have?
Yeah, I'm...
Okay, Dave?
Well, one of the reasons I was saying was I think that we should have the outreach committee possibly working in concert with the community advisory board with the committee, I think it's nice to get that path involved. But we also have from the national board thing, the programming motions that I brought last time that I hope that we have time to talk about, issues on ownership of content and national policy as well as content. The funding of Radio for Peace International to return it to the air. The National Program Director resolution that we brought from this board was passed, which delayed that and the implications of the National Programming Committee. We sent something about the WBAI budget. The board took action on that. There's been lots of movement on the race and nationality policy, and there'll be some stuff coming up on the question of term of PSD members. So I hope we have time for discussing all that and I can talk about it as well. And I think people want to do it economically waiting on it, but I do want to see that covered in the session.
Yes, we may have to vote to extend the 30-minute. Okay, now we have Terry and then Sherna and then
Madeline.
Oh, Madeline, okay.
I only got on the stack in order to consolidate the press into a motion, so it's moved.
Okay.
Well, I have a question for one thing about the size of contingents. I mean, if we all get people we know we're going to have more than 30, I don't think that they just throw you out. This issue of the 30 is, I think we need clarification on that. I agree. It's a perfect opportunity. I would like to see us perhaps recommend that during the period of the march that programming is preempted and that it be live coverage of the march, that we have people in addition to a banner, perhaps with the Martin Luther King quote,
and leaflet that a lot of us need to be there with t-shirts that say KPSK and leaflets, and really be, it's a perfect opportunity both to deal with the militarism and to get the word out. So I would hope that we could establish a committee the way that the town hall meeting has established a committee to really work on this. And so that we have good outreach and good presence.
Okay, now we would need a, we have passed a motion, we would need a concrete motion in order to act. Let's hear from Madeline first.
Well, I'm glad Shanna said what she did about establishing an ad hoc committee, because I think those have worked. The town hall was an ad hoc committee, but it was the outreach committee that was merged. And so myself, Grace, Ed, Leslie, when she could, have been meeting weekly. And I don't think we can pick up a whole new project after December 18th. It's just taken a lot to get the town hall together. And the committee is comprised of the four people I just mentioned, Marie, who can't get too much, and Julie, who's been very busy. So I think it would be much better. And I myself am not going to be here that day anyway. I think it would be better if we formed a committee out of the interest on the board instead of putting it onto a tired group. And listeners. Oh, my God, listeners. We have wonderful listeners on our town hall committee. Monsters here. Actually, one of them.
That's right.
We've responsible for smacks on the flyer. But anyway, never mind.
Okay, now, here's what I would like to do, because I don't show anyone else on the staff. I want to go to the issues, after we finish this, I want to go to the issues that David brought up around the Pacifica National Board, not related to the Martin Luther King. So the chair would entertain a motion, or we can get unanimous consent to form an ad hoc committee on the Martin Luther King parade, and we could take volunteers, and the issues that have been raised here could be reflected by the work of that committee. And I mean, most of us have heard, and all of us, I think, agree with the concerns. So how does the body want to move ahead? Okay, it's been moved that we form an ad hoc committee around the Martin Luther King parade and have a political objective, a series of political objectives. Is the motion seconded?
Seconded.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Donna.
I want to know, we're going to have an ad hoc committee. There's a whole lot of other things that we need to do for the PMB exhibit.
That's true.
January. Can we have an ad hoc committee for all of it, including the Martin Luther King parade? We have to get hotel reservations. I mean, a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay, that would be a substitute motion that you're making that would have to substitute for the motion that Jan made, which was specific around organizing participation in the parade.
Okay,
the substitute motion has been seconded. Now what we have before us is this substitute or subsidiary motion that we form an ad hoc committee on the PMB visit in January.
Leslie and Ed.
I'd like to suggest, as Donna has implied, this is a huge task. I would suggest two committees.
Yeah.
One deal with the Martin Luther King Parade and the rest of the events around anti-racism training and all of that, and a committee to deal with logistics of the meeting itself. So that we can put four people on each committee, and I think it would be much more productive than one committee of six trying to do all of this. My thought.
This would be a substitute motion to the substitute motion.
Make a second motion to form another committee and deal with the first motion, which is about the parade.
Okay, well, we can do it either way. We can do it either way. So, let's do it quickly.
Was Don's question first?
Yes.
Was Don's motion seconded?
Yes.
Was Leslie's motion seconded?
Wait, what motion is that?
Yes. Now, Donna has, the original motion was an ad hoc committee over participation in the Martin Luther King. That was seconded.
That was seconded.
Yes. Then,
Donna suggested
it was not a motion.
Yes.
It was held to the PMB.
Yes.
Was her motion seconded?
It was
David Adelson.
All right, and my question is, was her second?
Well, she didn't make a motion last time.
Yes, she
okay.
did.
You know, people, in order to save time, here's, excuse me, may I do this? May we create a committee which can then work on creating committees? That is to say, well, no, it's not as ridiculous as it sounds. For instance, if we have an ad hoc committee on the visit of the PNB, it could create out of that committee a subcommittee to work on the parade participation. I think we're getting too complex here. We have limited human resources.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask if the board will deal with the creation of an ad hoc committee on the visit of the PNB and participation in the Martin Luther King Parade, and that committee hopefully will be very large, and it can break into areas of responsibility.
Sorry, question for Terry.
Okay.
Are you making a motion?
No, I'm actually trying to avoid another motion. Donna made that motion. It was seconded by David. Now, Leslie is saying, let's create two committees. I'm not making it. I'm asking the board if it could deal with this by creating an ad hoc committee that can separate and deal with more than one issue.
Okay.
I just want a clarification.
Okay.
Point of clarification, if I may.
All right.
Will this committee or the subcommittee include listeners?
Yes. Oh, yes. It should, definitely.
You
yes.
mean all the
okay. Okay, now we have a stat here. Are you keeping the stat?
Yeah, it's Ed, myself, and Israel.
Okay, Ed.
I agree with that. There's a difference. You just had a real expression of tremendous interest by a bunch of people. Let him do it. I'll not be part of that. I'll work with Donna on the operations of the thing. We can do the hotel. I mean, there are some of us that are willing to do that kind of stuff. Give them that sort of amazing habit of energy.
I agree.
That's all I wanted to say. It is a major problem, honestly. If you get like three or four people to work with Donna on the technology,
thank you, Ed. Go ahead.
I think we're making this way too complicated.
I do too.
I think Leslie's motion makes it very clear. One thing is a local arrangements committee to deal with the PNB. The other is the Martin Luther King Day parade and the organizing and planning around that. And those are two different people that want to do those different things. They're different. You know, I think we should ask Donna to withdraw her motion and vote on Leslie's motion.
Well, okay. Well, we're going to consider Leslie's substitute motion. We'll vote on that first, but let's go through.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
Israel, come back.
Yeah, the point of order is that Donna can't withdraw her motion, but that Leslie's motion could be considered a motion to divide.
Yeah,
because as I've written Donna's motion.
No, we're not going to do it that way. We're going to consider Leslie's motion a substitute motion, and that's what we're looking at. Right. Okay, now let's go through the rest of the stack. Sure enough.
Israel,
go ahead.
I have a ton of confusion, hopefully. Why don't we split? These are tasks, these are working groups, not talking groups. Why don't we simply indicate, either by passing the sheet of paper, who wants to work on these? It's not a substantive issue of debate, simply functional working.
That's what we're going to do.
To cut through the procedural stuff, which is wasting time.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we're going to do. Okay, anyone else? Julie.
Can you restate the motion?
Yes.
Which motion?
The motion. Okay, now, Jim, listen carefully, because I'm going to clarify. Okay. We're dealing with Leslie's motion that we create two committees, one dealing with the Martin Luther King Parade and the other dealing with the logistics and other issues around the visit of the PNB. That is the motion.
A motion on the floor?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a substitute motion, Jim.
Okay.
It's a substitute motion. It's going to replace.
I'm saying that the innocuous veto, I never heard it seconded.
No, it was seconded.
Yeah, it was seconded.
Who seconded? I seconded.
Yeah, sure, not, I think.
Okay.
All right. Is there any further discussion?
No.
Seeing none, we're going to go to a vote. We don't have to call the question. We're going to go directly to a vote. The vote is on Leslie's motion that we create two separate committees. Then we will do what Israel said. We'll people those committees. Okay, those in favor of Leslie Radford's substitute motion, raise your voting cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I got to give up if I can't get a motion now.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Opposed. 1. Anyone else? Abstentions? 1, 2. You have just voted to create two committees. One is around the Martin Luther King Parade, and the other is around the logistics around the PNB visit in January. So in order to save time, we should do what Israel said, I believe.
Yeah.
We should have a sign-up sheet. You can sign up either to be part of the Martin Luther King Parade planning or the PNB planning.
And okay. Listeners can sign up too.
Pardon me?
And listeners can sign up.
Oh, absolutely. Listener sponsors, we need you on board. All right, now, the chair recognizes Sherna.
I would like to suggest that there be on-air announcements to recruit other listeners who are interested in either of these two. So that we, I mean, what, there are 10 listeners here. We need to get many more listeners involved.
Without going through the procedures of motions and voting, is there consensus at the table that there should be recruitment for these committees on air? Any objection to that? Seeing no objection, I will, in my meeting with the general manager, make that clear that that's the will of this body. David.
I'd like to make a motion to adjust the agenda so that we have listener comments beginning at 8:45, no matter where we are in this agenda, if there's time to hear it and also time to deal with some more comes up. So that's a motion to adjust the agenda.
Okay.
I have another
question. Okay, one moment. It's been moved and seconded. Time certain, public comment at 8:45. Did you say?
Yeah.
Okay, time certain at 8:45. Listener comment. It's been moved and seconded. This would take 2/3. I'm sorry, are you voting or do you want to speak? Oh, go ahead.
The only problem, I have no objection in theory, but will there be something coming up that we'll have to vote on that then we'll have to go back and have it comment again?
No.
Under old business, what time is it?
Where's the clock?
If there's no clock,
get out of the
Okay, now, Ed, you would have to make a substitute motion if you want to supersede what David's motion is.
I could put yourself in a line, maybe you didn't realize it. It's that motion.
Okay, so you're not making any substitute motion, you're just raising your concern.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to leave it
behind. Okay, David?
I'll amend it to say 15 minutes of public comment so that anybody has to leave, they'll have to speak. We can reserve the 15 minutes for after.
Okay, and can you, the second would also be. Okay, is there any further discussion over this motion? The motion is time certain, 8:45, 15 minutes of public comment at 8:45. Any discussion? Seeing none, we don't have to go to the call of the question. We can go directly to a vote. Those in favor of the time certain, 8:45, raise your voting cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9. Opposed. Abstentions. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now let me see. This takes 2/3. This takes 2/3 because we're altering an agenda. It's a 2/3 vote, not a simple majority. So let's figure this out. It was 9 to 4. Oh no, excuse excuse me, were those abstentions? They were abstentions, so they don't count as votes. So it passes. It passes, yeah, it passes. Okay.
Can we set some other times on this? So if someone keeps on.
Okay, the first thing we have to do is I would have to entertain a motion to extend agenda item 3 if the directors have a more extensive report and David has raised some issues.
How much time do they need?
Let's find out from the directors, because we spent so much time on the parade that we didn't think we were going to. Could you get by with like 12 more minutes or so?
I present some of the issues that I would think that people would want to talk about, right, particularly the program motion that I put forth, and I have another issue on leadership of volunteer content. Okay,
so let's have a concrete motion to extend agenda item 3 for however many minutes the directors
want. How long do you stay here tonight?
I'm sorry, I didn't get
how
that.
Long
we okay, we can be here up till 10 o'clock or after. Okay, we need to move though, people.
20 minutes.
Okay, it's been moved that we extend agenda item 3 20 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, we don't have to go to the call of the question. We go directly to a vote. And we're going to have to actually ask a timekeeper to be very strict now. Those in favor extending agenda item 3, 20 minutes, raise your cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Opposed? Abstentions? 1, 2. Okay, what time is it right now?
8:13.
Okay, 20 minutes. Let's go ahead. The chair would recognize any of the directors. David.
Yeah, I'd like to give a quick report on a few issues that came up at the last couple of board meetings that will be coming up. I'm going to take the liberty of editorializing on one or two points. First, the things that we passed at our meeting at the Southern California Library, namely, Schurner's motion, I believe it was, to not authorize funding or to begin the hiring process for a national program director until the program committee has developed national program policy, passed unanimously, I believe, didn't it?
Yes.
Unanimously.
Yes.
So that was a really good thing that came out of our LSB. And now the issue is going to be what is that committee going to do on the issue of national programming policy? And it interacts actually with something coming out of the race and nationality policy, because at the last board meeting, we, in response to a series of motions brought by Colangelo, instructed the EB to implement that portion of the race and nationality policy that calls for the creation of a programming collective to do some national programming on issues of race and nationality, and to report to us by the next board meeting, which is teleconference later in December, like 20-something, I think. So that, I hope, who's on the programming committee? And John is the board member. Who are the board members, the LSB members on the national programming committee?
National programming committee?
Yes,
but I have not,
okay,
I haven't been
active. The bottom line is it's going to be crucial, because the question of what can happen with national programming, how is it going to be aired, how is it going to be funded, all of that, you put a deadline on it by March, so it's not something that can be stretched out indefinitely. That would be one important change that happened at the meeting from ours. We didn't specify a date, I don't think. They wanted a date that's certain, so this is by March. The board voted to authorize a nationwide day of fundraising to bring radio for peace international back on the board, back to broadcasting globally on shortwave. And the motion was also amended to say that a contract be written first, and I'm on that contract committee along with Ambrose Payne and Gerald Sanders. And the basic idea was the talk had previously been of essentially a corporate merger where they would get absorbed into Unit and Pacifica. My own concern was that we have enough trouble managing what we got right now. So the question was whether there could be a contract form that has us working in
concert with each other, but not necessarily have to swallow yet another entity until we understood how we're going to be managing additional units as they come into the network. And my own bias is I think it's great to have Democracy Now! Contract-type contracts that are that have better rights for Pacific in it, with the basic idea of allowing autonomy to people. I'd like to move in that direction. And I know Julie mentioned on the last national board call about work that your institute has done, your foundation has done on different kinds of management, and I hope that that's the WPII budget, there was a third, there were three budgets presented. The third was a sort of intermediary budget between what the LSB has been pushing for and what management has been pushing for, that reduced income projections and reduced spending, but didn't cause the triggering of any layoffs. That got approved. I think that was also unanimous, something like that. And I think they did reasonably well in the last fund drive. Yes,
wasn't there a space issue connected with that as well, a recommendation that they find lower rent?
Yes, and that was moving forward. There were some other things as well. We did adopt the race and nationality policy, and again, we have a constructive implementation as part of it. There's also going to be at the national board meeting additional days or an additional day of training on race and racism and white supremacy issues. And then there were a couple other things I sent around to everybody on the board, a programming motion that I put forward, a motion on programming that would basically make a national programming policy that every station should structure itself so that 5% of the programming in each program area and day part would be voices, and that the way in which that was done should be worked out with the program council working in collaboration with the program director, and that their plan should be reviewed by the local board and by the programming committee and by the committee of inclusion. And so that's going to go to the programming committee, and on that one I would really love to get the opinion and also the support of this board pushing, because I think that some of the structural problems around the network, some of the fight is because creative people come to the door and they get turned away because all the space is taken and people are ready to fight me for every inch of access. We don't have that problem at KPFK. If we implemented that tomorrow, I think we'd already be well beyond compliance with that. But a couple of the stations really do have problems with space for new people to come in, and I think that's driving a lot of the conflicts around the network. So I'd really love it if the board would help support that commitment, and the National Program Committee would work that out. The other thing, I found out on the coordinating committee column yesterday that according to the executive director, I asked a question about ownership of content produced by volunteers. And if people may recall that Mark Shove tried to put forth this thing called the Y2K agreement for year 2000, where they wanted all volunteer programmers to say that the production, the work they did was work for hire, and therefore it was owned, all rights owned by Pacifica. And that was one of the things that many people objected to. My understanding from copyright law and Carol Spooner and other people is you can't claim something's work for hire if you're not paying for it. Even if you get somebody to sign it, that still won't hold up in court. The rights belong to them. And the reason it's important is I believe volunteers are the most exploited people in the whole Pacifica network. And to say that, yes, you have to come in and work in all these terms, and then you don't even own the content of your work if you want to distribute it to other people. So any work you do, the distribution of it is contingent on what we as an institution want to do. I think it's fundamentally anti-progressive, neoliberal, if you will, privatization of that kind of content. And I would like us to really be addressing this question, who owns content? Can I ask you, ED said that it's the position of the network that they own content produced on their premises.
Well, could I just ask a question? How does that jive with the prohibition over programmers benefiting financially on an individual basis? Now, I remember when the Larmans, many of us were actually supporting the Larmans because they had their music library at home and they were bringing their things in. But what about someone who is producing a show on KPFK and then distributes it commercially?
Well, I think those are things, issues we need to raise, but my opinion is everybody at the station benefits. Everybody who's getting paid a salary is benefiting from their work.
lots and lots of people are benefiting from their work, and that we should encourage people to distribute their own stuff and find new channels. I say Democracy Now! Blew up when it left, when it got given its autonomy to distribute its own stuff. But it's clear to me to argue that they're just saying this is a crucial issue, and I hope that it's something we deal with because I think it's really important. Even if you disagree with my position, I think we should have formal policy on it. Last thing. The next national board meeting, we're having a coordinating committee called and a meeting of the board for a week from today because there's a contradiction in the bylaws that suggests that board members whose terms as delegates expire with the count of the vote would no longer be PNB members. Other sections of the bylaws say that you have a term for 1 year from the time you're elected. And the section on transitional election also describes that 1 year term. So what we're going to do is deal with this question of, you know, are PNB members still PNB members after the vote for LSB is completed, but before new PNB members are seated? If not, the board will shrink its size by some amount for that interim period of a month, which doesn't make any sense to me. And there are other things as well, but I'll stop there.
We still have a little over 9 minutes, so... I'd like to go to any other directors before we go to members of the board. Are any of the other three directors wishing to speak or no?
Well, I'm going to let Dave capture what happened in DC really well. The only other thing is kind of a minor suggestion or point is that for the race and nationality issue, when that did come up, there was a lot of sentiment to really begin to move forward on it, which is where this day during the PNB conference here in LA sort of came out of. And so one of the recommendations that I wanted to make to the board, and it doesn't have to be a formal motion or folks can kind of think about it more, but I thought this might be a good opportunity for the community advisory board that's really made up of a bunch of a very diverse sort of sector of our community to begin to take this project on. Now, this is something that obviously the Community Advisory Board has to agree to in their own work, but, you know, that was kind of one of the ideas, I think, that we had in even creating a very diverse board was to really help to bring not only these issues to light, but really these communities into the forefold of developing these new programs. So that was the only other sort of addition that I wanted to make. And Lawrence is here from the Community Advisory Board and probably wants to hit me over the head for volunteering you guys for something. But again, I'm not saying that this is something that they're going to do and that's the end all be all, but I wanted to make that recommendation to the board. Because I know this is something that we continue and have continued to put off for, I guess, about 2 years now. It's been passed and never really implemented by the board. And so I know that there's a real issue about needing to kind of implement it and get it underway.